This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at the Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support the Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. The Human Library lends out people for conversation. Looking for a library with a difference? The Human Library, established in Denmark in 2000, organises events where instead of lending out books, they lend out people. The library works by people renting out these human books for half an hour periods, where they are encouraged to interact with and ask questions to these human books. The aim of the library is to open up a dialogue and conversation between different types of people to combat prejudice. The library features books of people who typically experience prejudice in their everyday lives. They could be part of a minority, a different ethnicity, a person with a genetic or psychological disorder, sexual orientation, and more. Ronnie Abergel founded the project to help the people of Denmark combat prejudice, saying, "All people judge, and so we are not here to change your mind or to tell you not to judge. We are here to make information available to you in a safe setting, so you can make your own decisions, but hopefully better informed decisions, based not on a quick judgment, but after more careful consideration and after meeting someone that knows about it, giving you a chance to unjudge someone." Projects like this highlight the importance of an open dialogue when combating everyday prejudice. Germany to ban chick shredding from 2022. Germany will ban the mass killing of day-old male chicks starting in 2022, becoming the first country in the world to do so. In Germany alone, about 45 million male chicks are killed each year in a practice that animal welfare advocates call chick shredding. The chicks are culled shortly after hatching because they cannot lay eggs and are not suitable for meat production, meaning that raising them would not be economically viable. Germany's Federal Administrative Court ruled in 2019 that animal welfare concerns outweigh the economic interests of farmers who wish to practice chick shredding and have now banned the practice entirely. The new standards will likely be compensated by higher prices for eggs and meat. What a win for both animal rights activists and animals everywhere. A craft beer company reduces food waste by making beer from leftover bread. In 2008, Tristan Stewart, founder of the charity Feedback, was shocked to discover that pre-packed sandwich manufacturers waste up to 13,000 slices of bread every day just to keep sandwich sizes consistent. In an effort to combat this food waste, Tristan set up the brewing startup Toast Ale. After experimenting with bread from various London bakeries to find a new use for the surplus bread, Toast began selling their malty pale ale in 2016, with all profits going straight to the Feedback charity. Now Toast Ale is sold online or in store at Waitrose, Tesco and a number of independent shops. The Toast mission is to limit the environmental impact of food production. By using leftover bread, they are using less land, water and energy and avoid generating additional carbon emissions. Toast has been approached by several bakeries across the country looking to reduce their food wastage. Thanks to their efforts, they are now a certified B Corp, the first UK beer company to be granted this certification, marking them as a sustainable business. As it says on the Toast website, raise a toast, save the world, and cheers. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week is Carl Nassib. Nassib is an American football defensive end for the Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL. In an Instagram post last week, Nassib came out as gay, the first active NFL player to do so. "I've been meaning to do this for a while now," Nassib said in his Instagram video, "but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest," because representation and visibility are important to him. In addition, he announced that he will be donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a non-profit organisation which focuses on suicide prevention programmes for the LGBTQ plus youth, and finished off this post by wishing everyone a happy Pride Month. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of I Know That Face, the only movie podcast devoted to character actors. Each episode, hosts Andrew Carroll and Stephen Porzio, along with editor Charlene Fernandez, dive into the careers of one of those people where you know the face, but not the name, shining a spotlight on the supporting players unsung by the masses, but loved by cinephiles, while also recommending some great films along the way.
Hello everyone, and welcome to I Know That Face, the only podcast which honours the often underappreciated by the masses work of character actors. My name is Stephen Porzio.
My name is Andrew Carroll.
Character actor is a supporting actor who specialises in playing unusual, interesting or eccentric characters.
For whatever reason, these performers are less concerned with being stars. Because of that, they often take supporting roles in big movies or only play leads in indie films or TV. They're less concerned with their image. They can bounce between heroes or villains. They're chameleons and they often disappear into each role. So you might know the faces, but you might not know the names.
So subscribe to us wherever you subscribe for podcasts and be on the lookout for that to come. And until then, see you later, cinephiles.
Bye-bye.
Do you consistently find yourself in a never-ending doom-scrolling cycle? If so, then it might be time to consider a news diet. In times as uncertain as these, people might think that constantly refreshing social media would be comforting in hopes of finding a new story to cheer yourself up, but it often has the opposite effect. If you check your sites every hour, for example, try checking them once or twice a day. Maybe you'll read the news before work and after lunch because you don't want to stress yourself out right before you take a break, and then put a moratorium on news and social media until the next morning. You might just find your mood increasing and anxiety lessening the more you limit your news intake. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
This is Alyssa from the United States, and lately I've been practicing daily gratitudes, which has helped me to realize that what makes me happy is a lot more than I would have expected in a regular day. So it's anything from simple walks in the morning with my dog, to a cup of coffee, to a simple hello and a wave from a stranger on the street.
Hi, I'm Deanne from South Africa, and what makes me happy is any kind of drawing and painting. I don't do it like other artists where like it's a very fancy finished painting. I keep like a separate book that I call my messy sketchbook, and I just feel free to do whatever I want. And if I want to scribble, I want to scribble. If I want to do something a bit nicer, I do something a bit nicer. Highly recommend it to anyone, even if you've never done art before.
This is Christina from Germany, and it makes me very happy that I can hang out with my friends again and go swimming or go for a walk with them because I have not seen them for such a long time.
Hi, this is Via from Peru, and what makes me happy is to edit videos and do music, and I really hope to make a living off that someday.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.